John and Rachel, you jag off late night. John usually takes that intro, so I was a little bit caught off guard. But we are here, 5000 McKnight Road. We always want you to join us. It's a happy hour where you get to see some of the coolest people and the coolest things that they're doing in Pittsburgh. Whether it's a musician, a cool job, it's all done here. We're also asking you that if you're listening, we want you to subscribe. Take a listen on our podcast version as well.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe to the YouTube channel or just pull up to the radio every Friday night from 10 to 11 and listen to it here. Anyways, John and Rachel, you jag off late night is all about during the week we write about jagoffs, people being jagoffs, and this week was just so, but we had
we were
being nice because we talked about a lot of good things, right? But we did talk about the people who went on the Montura Trail and just got on there with their dog and immediately the dog poop dooped and they decided to not scoop.
Does that make it sound better that you did a poop-a-doop?
Yeah,
like you were talking like to your granddaughter instead of just saying like they dropped a doop.
Bottom line is they did not clean it up.
Didn't
so
clean
come
it up.
On now.
Who does that?
Yeah, who does
but
that?
I think that's everywhere. Obviously, you caught it there, but this happens. I see this on the neighborhood posts a lot.
Is that
like,
right?
You know, if it's like your neighborhood of Brighton Heights, whatever, they will say like clean up your stuff.
Yeah.
And even in dog parks, do the right thing. Don't be a jag. Clean up after yourself.
Nice.
In addition, we should cue the confetti. Jay Obertan. You know him from Just Another Mazda Monday. Well, he entered the SJPS Strawberry Jello Pretzel Salad contest that you heard us talk about for, I think, 100 years. Do you believe it that he won again? Back-to-back years. He told us that he is bringing a wrestling belt next year.
Yes. And now, was it a landslide? You guys were involved in the counting. Was it a landslide?
You can't get it out of me.
Either way, Jay was the winner. But everybody was the winner because all of the nonprofits got to show up and give their spiel about what their nonprofits do, which was super cool.
And another point is that Turo Family Chiropractic right here in the North Hills, as well as the Berg Bus, they're the ones who pitched in. And now Jay's choice nonprofit, which was Ryan Douglas's Field of Dreams, gets the $500 prize. So it's a really cool concept, and we love seeing everybody out there.
So now we're done talking about strawberry jello pretzel salad for another 360 days, but we are talking about cabaret karaoke at Mr. Small's. John and Rachel, yes, us emceeing it, and you should come. It's only $20, and you can register. What you do is you get a ticket, and then you put in your name into the hat, the raffle, whatever we do, and have your name drawn to sing.
You know, you actually can register early
if you want to get priority.
Right, we don't want people to feel like, oh my god, they're gonna pick me. But then I know I've had people message me and say I want picked, so I'm doing it early. So get the word out, because registration actually ends on May the 8th, so you need to get it in to get the tickets less than $20. I think it's like $14.60, but then if you go to the door it's $20. But it's right there in the heart of Millville. Liz Berlin was on last week. She talked about it, the one and only Mr. Smalls. Guess what she said? She wants to do a duet with me. Boom. How about that?
Monica just said, look that
She's
way.
She's like, look at the other way. But I'm excited because I'm pretending.
Because you were
Liz
giving them
here.
The face.
How about that? Anyway, we have a great show tonight. We're really excited. One of our quarterly guests from RAD, James Santelli, is here, and we're super excited to talk to him.
And Kevin from one of our favorite places to eat is Bistro to Go.
Yes. And the one and only Nick Paradise. You've seen him with us for a lot of the People's Gas commercials, and we're really stoked to have all of them. Plus, the Steve Millers. What does that mean? That would be our band. We're super excited to hear them perform. In the meantime, we got to catch up with the one and only Mitch Dugan. So check out this week's Mitch Minutes on Yajaga Late Night.
We got to tell them what it's from. Okay. If you've been to a Penguins game, you know, and it's Malkin's like, you know, and down the line, you know, and you're a captain, and then same thing. No, I'm born and raised in Pittsburgh, and I'm a fan of all the sports teams: Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, and you know, Panthers, Duquesne as well, basketball. In any event, in terms of the Penguins games, when my kids were little, we had a part, like a very small pass, like a quarter game pass. So I used to take them to games. And so it was a big thing with my kids when they were little, and they were very big fans. And we had all, you know, the hats and the shirt, you know, every Christmas I'd get each of them a shirt. Going to Pens games has been a fun thing for me and my family for years since that time. The thing about the Penguin games, as well as the Steeler games and the Pirate games, is you got to have a Permanis. which is something, you know, it's like, it's an addiction. I don't know. You know, you're at a sport event, I know, for mayonnaise and a beer, right? Something like that.
Welcome to Fermanic, and I take your orders.
You need a tap in?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Thank you, Tony.
Anytime.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Fermanic's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas. Hey, guys.
Hey, it's that time of year again when homeowners are going to start those outdoor projects. So what we need you to know is please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project like a pool or a new garage or something small like a mailbox, always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
It's John and Rachel, you Jagoff Late Night, and we are back with... Listen, if you've never been to the 5000 McKnight Road address, you have to come because you have to see how this is all done because Monica, Johnny, Michaela, they crawl around on the floor a lot.
We don't tell them
while we're sitting in these cozy chairs, and then Tracy's like a traffic cop. So first of all, you know, again,
so
come out.
Them.
Yeah, thank them for sure. So James and Telly, welcome back to the Jagoff Late Night. Well, actually, this would be your first time on your Jagoff Late Night, right?
It was the second.
Second. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
2023, okay. But first of 2023.
Okay, oh, okay, fair, got fair. It. There
okay,
you go.
There
thanks
you go.
For saving me on that one.
So, that's good. That's all right.
No, but that means you're one of our quarterly guests because you have so many amazing things to talk about. Rad is really something. Like, I feel like we have broken the case. Since you've been coming on, everybody's just loving you. No, perfect. You guys do absolutely amazing things. Before we get into what your big announcement was yesterday, tell everybody who doesn't know, what exactly does Rad do?
Absolutely. So Rad, R-A-D, is Regional Asset District, and we do a lot of the cool things that support quality of life in Allegheny County. So we take money from the 1% sales tax in Allegheny County, and we spread it around to more than 100 different organizations. A lot of them that you've heard of, the city parks, Allegheny County parks, that's about a third of our budget. The county and city libraries, that's about a third. And then about a third is everything else from the cultural trust to the ballet, to the symphony, to places like we're going to talk about today, the Heinz History Center, the zoo, the aviary, Phipps, a lot of the places that you love, Rad helps support with your sales tax.
I always like to say, you make me happy to pay taxes, right?
It's rare. Because I tell people I'm a publicist for a tax. That's a rare thing too.
Yeah, exactly. So the cool thing is that you make life livable around here. Not you, but the Rad.
Oh, he does. Right? Yeah. They call him the magic man.
Yeah, you walk around your neighborhood dishing out money, right?
Magic man
Santilli. Making it rain, as they might say, right?
Yes, exactly. Just raining grants. Yeah,
I love it. So, and small businesses can go on and apply for some of these kind of things, right?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of small nonprofits that make up the about 100 regional assets that are part of the regional asset district. Yeah. So if you look up our applications and eligibility, you'll see that, you know, places like small civic orchestras and choral groups and youth music, you know, symphonies and ensembles, they all create what we think is a region of arts and culture. So they might be small grants of, you know, maybe $2,000, $3,000, but to us, they're just as important as the big grants to the museums and the stadiums and the convention
center. And to them it is. I mean, it depends on the organization, because from little to big, it's helping in some capacity.
Oh, it is. And we also, you know, in the fall, we have RAD Days, and every single entity that receives RAD funding, they can put on a free event and we help boost it up, highlight it, give them a platform to say, hey, you know, go enjoy this chorus or this, you know, orchestra.
Well, it was free tickets to the Heinz History Center last year for a while. They said, I remember Brady saying, like, you could not get in.
It was record attendance.
Yeah, record attendance, right.
Record attendance at the Heinz History Center, the Children's Museum, and the Andy Warhol Museum. They were all part of our three for free.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I couldn't remember all three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was huge. It was record attendance. They had daily records that they set, weekly records, monthly records. And we were sort of inspired by that. And we thought, okay, so people clearly love this. If you give them an opportunity to go to these places for free, they take advantage of it and they go and they experience it. How can we do that in a different way?
Sure.
And so what we're starting this summer that we just announced.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Drum roll. It's called the Rad Summer Staycation.
Brilliant. Did you come up with this, Magic Man? Or
it
did somebody
else? There was magic all around office with this.
Because I, in all seriousness, you know, I give you credit every time you come. You guys make this fun. Like he said, the whole taxing thing. You go, okay, well, it's not so bad because we're getting these kinds of perks. This year, I feel like you outdid yourselves.
We hope so. And we hope people see that. But it's part of our philosophy. I mean, this is 20 years that we've had RAD Days, and now we're, you know, trying new things. And it's all about saying thank you and giving back to the taxpayers so that when you see, like, oh, it's, you know, on the bottom of your bill at a restaurant or at a store, it's like every penny that you give is going to support these places. And here's your chance to experience them for free if you haven't been in a while.
Now, before we talk about the details of this staycation, did this happen because we suddenly have another bolus of money because of things that happen, like the basketball tournaments and Taylor Swift, those kind of things? Or no, this is just something we kind of reallocated some budget money for.
No, great question. It is in part because we have. Darn it. I said great question. But it was. I only say it because I mean it. John.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is. We've had a great last few years of RAD tax revenue that over the last couple of years has not only outpaced inflation, but outpaced our expectations. Oh. If you watch CNBC or you're around the conversation the last couple of years, you heard, oh, there's going to be a recession, you know, be prepared, there might be less spending. And we were prepared for that too. We budgeted and said, okay, let's be a little bit more conservative. We don't want to promise things that the tax revenue can't back up. So we budgeted a little conservatively and we've blown out all of our expectations. Wow. People keep spending. That allows for more tax revenue. That allows us to do these things like say, hey, to the zoo or to Phipps or to the Aviary or any of a dozen places that are going to be involved in the staycation, here's your opportunity to go for free.
These places are amazing. Book your free RAD pass and visit the Science Center, Carnegie Museums, Andy Warhol, Children's Museum, Heinz History, Mattress Factory, Soldiers and Sailors, the Zoo, Botanic Garden, we were just there, the Aviary. Crazy.
Yeah. I had to remind myself, look at all of that.
Do you want to go with what the Ann Moores were? Because I did a really good job of reading that. No, I'm just kidding. But lots
we'll clip
and
that and use it
for
our commercials.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, exactly.
But this is such a good idea. And so for context, May 15th, it's the entire summer. So from May 15th until August 31st, these are things that you can do.
Exactly. And not every institution will be every day.
Sure.
Some will start to come into play in later in May or in June. But from May 15th through August 31st, there will be dates on the calendar where you can go and pick your day to be able to do it. Now, here's the one thing I want people to know. This is the big key.
Okay.
You got to make sure you have a library card from a Pittsburgh or Allegheny County library.
Okay.
This is crucial. This
Brilliant.
Is something that we've had the last couple of years. RAD provided a grant to the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh to create a platform called RAD Pass. And so this has been around last couple of years, but it's always been a sort of like, hey, did you hear about this? It's sort of a well-kept secret that you can go onto radpass.org and book to these places. Well, we said we like being a well-kept secret, but we also like not being a secret.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Tell everybody you know that this opportunity exists. So we're adding more passes onto RAD Pass. We're bringing more of these attractions onto RAD Pass. And we're saying to people, you know, through the summer, there's going to be more tickets than ever available through radpass.org for you to book. In most cases, it's going to be a family four-pack of tickets that you can book with your library card. And you can do one of each of these locations. So you don't have to pick. You don't have to pick between these different places.
That's
can have fantastic. A day at the zoo.
Yeah.
A day at
so
the
there's not a family
center.
Feud where like little Sally wants to go to the Botanic Gardens and the dad and dad's like, no, we're going to the zoo kind of thing.
Exactly. Okay. You can pick different days for these. And we do think there's something for everyone from
That's
that
amazing.
Whole list.
So they don't go to the websites for these individual places to do this, right? They go to your website or they go to the Rad Pass.
Correct. They go to radpass.org. And it's pretty easy.
Johnny.
What's up?
You got it.
What's up?
Pretty easy. Once you have your library card number, it's on the back of your library card, or you can contact your library and say, hey, I don't have a library card.
And real quick, it's not just the Carnegie Libraries.
Correct.
Okay, so like Northland Library, who was just here, they're part of that.
Exactly. Okay. We have dozens of RAD-funded libraries all throughout Allegheny County. So north, south, east, and west within the county.
This is so smart.
You can get your library card that way. And then once you do, once you plug in your library card number and your PIN, mine auto, you know, fills with that.
Yes.
So it will let you sign back in. And we encourage people to check back all throughout the summer because there's going to be more assets coming on the line. There's going to be more tickets available. If, say, a popular place like the Aviary, you know, goes quickly in the first week, there's going to be more. So it's going to be continually refreshed, replenished, and new opportunities for everybody.
Like James, you're like the Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I love his words. I know.
All right.
You may have something going on May 15th, which is a huge deal, but so do we. We have partnered with the city paper, and we are bringing you
karaoke cabaret.
Oh,
at Mr. Smalls.
I mean, it's no rad deal,
but people can go online and register for that. But in the meantime, if you're not able to register for it, what would be your go-to karaoke song if you were pinned down?
And be careful what you answer because we may ask you to sing a verse of it.
I actually have a few of them.
Okay, what's
I'm
your go-to?
Have to pick
go-to.
One.
Okay, pick one.
But my go-to, and this is at Cappyoki at Cappy's Cafe in Shady
Side. Okay. Oh, I just read it. Yeah, yeah.
My go-to karaoke place. It's Garth Brooks, Colin Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow. I actually know that song.
I can't even carry us into the commercial.
I do know that song. Too bad I don't sing, but can we get you to sing it?
Oh, absolutely. But little story, this comes from me like being in the back of mom's minivan growing up, and she would listen to like Garth Brooks and Tim McGraw. So I got all this like country background.
I love that. Okay.
All right, so I'll do I'll do the first couple of first couple of lines. I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. Though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Strange situations, I've been every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge.
Yo!
Everybody find you
Wait, we need to get his junk drawer.
Okay,
gotta get the junk drawer.
I wanted to know where everybody finds him and
follows him. I thought you were sending him off after that. That was a big finish.
That was a really good finish.
That's true. But I'm nothing if not a company man, a supporter of the arts, so I brought a ticket from my favorite cultural show that I went to last year. It was Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812
from
Pittsburgh CLO, one of my favorite rad assets that we fund. A wonderful show on Broadway that was short-lived, but I love that the CLO bring shows like this to Pittsburgh. They're going to be doing more shows again this summer. Not Great Comet, but I hope they bring it back in the next few years. So this year,
junk drawer. He brings good junk drawer gifts.
You're a rad asset.
I was just going to see you stole my line. Where does everybody find you and follow you?
Rad Works here on on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook at Allegheny Regional Asset District. Go to radworkshere.org and also radpass.org.
We love it. Thanks for joining us quarterly. We can't wait to see what's next. Next up, we're going to talk to Nick from People's Gas for a little bit more. I feel like we're going to talk Aviary maybe at some point. You jack off late night.
At People's Natural Gas, we provide clean, safe, reliable natural gas. We're always looking to get cleaner as we continue to protect our environment. And that's also why we support organizations like the National Aviary that are focused around the clock on conservation. Let's hear from them about some of their efforts.
A lot of people know about the National Aviary, but not a lot of people know all the conservation work that the National Aviary does. We are part of a lot of conservation work out in the field, and we do things here at the National Aviary. Staff members like myself are part of a lot of different projects. To learn more about the conservation work that the National Aviary does, you can check out our website, aviary.org.
We're also always working to make our environment cleaner through our work. That's why we've reduced emissions since 2019 by 17% over 2019 figures.
PittsburghUsedCars.com, with hundreds of used cars across 8 dealerships throughout the city. We provide the greater Pittsburgh area with a premium used car buying experience. Looking for unbeatable pricing on some of the best used cars in Pittsburgh? Visit Pittsburgh Used Cars Clearance Zone today. We're providing out-the-door pricing on all of our clearance zone inventory. PittsburghUsedCars.com.
It's John and Rachel, you Jagoff Late Night. Thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it. Make sure you subscribe wherever you're watching this. Make sure you listen every Friday night here on Q99. And one of our celebrity, he just was in two of the commercials we just saw, Nick Paradise from People's Gas. Yeah. Nick, welcome back to you Jagoff Late Night.
Hey, thanks. It's so good to be here.
Yeah. Well, it's been a while. We haven't had you on, but you literally have been on every commercial.
Yes.
And there were a long line of people looking for your autograph after
we backed them off,
commercials.
Nick. Don't worry.
They're getting, and we understand what your limitations are as a professional, and we will not allow them to ask you. But welcome to you Jagoff Late Night. We always appreciate your support, and we love working with you, Nick. And so talk about a little bit about, you know, some of the things that People's Gas has going on. We know that we just watched the 811 commercials, but really there's so many other things. We saw the aviary. You guys are involved in a lot of things.
Yeah, we are busy always at People's. And in a wide variety of ways. I mean, it starts with, you know, our basic core business. We're keeping people warm. We're keeping the gas service going for 700,000 customers throughout Western Pennsylvania. And a big part of the work we're doing right now is on installing new infrastructure all throughout the community. And it's really important. It improves the safety and the reliability of the system. So you know that you're going to get your, you know, when you turn on your stove, when you turn on your furnace at those times of year, you know, when you go to heat your shower and things like that, that you're going to have the gas service ready, as well as reducing emissions. As we replace old pipeline with new pipeline made of state-of-the-art materials, it reduces emission, because the older things are, the more prone they have been over the past to corrode or to have been damaged and thus leak. And that is certainly one of the drivers of emissions. But by putting new pipelines in, we're reducing greenhouse gas emissions, which is huge. We've reduced just over, just since we started, we set a goal in 2021 to reduce our emissions from like where we were in 2019 by 60% by 2035. As of last year, last time we did kind of our big audit, we're already 25% down.
Oh, wow.
So we're really moving. And the big driver of that is by putting this new pipeline in the ground. So I know, you know, it, when you have to navigate through one lane of construction, or you know, one lane on a busy road, and you're frustrated, or you know, we're on your street and it's annoying. It's a short term inconvenience for sure. We try to do everything we can to make it as smooth as possible. Sure. But it's a long term benefit in a lot of different ways.
And speaking of long term, you know, we talked about this because John and I were just at the Pittsburgh Botanic, as we said, not Botanical Gardens, and you, the People's Gas folks, you guys actually staged like a cleanup day. You do this a lot. A lot of your volunteers do that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why, you know, kind of setting the table with that emissions reduction. It's one of many pieces around, you know, being taking care of our world and our, you know, most natural resources, most valuable resources in the world around us is really important to us. And so we do, as a whole company, not just People's, but our sister utility, Aqua, Essential Earth Day all throughout April. Sure. And we are out in the community, and a lot of that is volunteering. And so we were at the Pittsburgh Botanic Gardens. We were in Johnstown on the Ghost Town Trail. We were Alameda Park up in Butler, Frick Park. We were at the aviary just a couple weeks ago doing cleanups where, you know, we might be trimming trees, picking up trash, you know, just doing beautification work, as well as, you know, just helping in some of the cases of parks. We were doing mulching and just getting that park ready. It was cool.
It's
we were so out there
important.
At 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was like, well, there's already little kids here ready to play, and they wanted to jump in and grab a rake and spread mulch. But it's important. It makes, you know, we're part of the community. You know, 1,500 employees for People's here in Western PA. And we want it to be, you know, a great community and make things better, you know, for everyone in it. And so
you're
that's
the true example
Earth
that Earth Day is every day. I mean, it truly is. You know, I know it's something that like we say because we just passed up Earth Day, but it is so true. It's really important that you realize it should be celebrated all the time.
Absolutely.
Sorry, did I step on you?
No, you're good. And Nick, you talked about how we get angry when we see them digging up and we have to wait in line. You know, the other things we sometimes get angry at is when we have to wait on hold.
I think this is intervention for
gas,
John. He's angry.
Gas issue, you know, those kind of things. What's really cool is that you've started some videos where we're seeing the people behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And we're now humanizing that element of what people's gas is. So now when I call in there and I think I'm going to be angry, I realize I'm talking to another human being just like me who's trying to solve my problem versus make it worse.
Yeah, it's a good point.
You know, and I love the fact that your initiative to show the people behind people's is really cool because, again, I think it just helps everybody.
Yeah, and you're talking to, when you call in, you're talking to a fellow Pittsburgher.
Right.
Yeah. You're talking to somebody that's on the North Shore or, you know, our other operations center in Wilkinsburg, and they are local. They're just like you. They're living and dying with the Steelers most Sundays. Yeah. In the fall, right?
They have
all
kids going to Kennywood.
Absolutely. All those things. And so it really is important because, you know, we have a workforce that's as varied as probably any out there, from the professional tracks with engineers and all the data and the high tech stuff that goes into our work, as well as the trades and the skilled workers that are out there in the field doing that tough work, laying those pipelines, or, you know, when things come up, out there fixing and repairing those pipelines, which is equally important.
No, that's a great point. You guys do so many things, like we said, people don't even realize. One of the most fun projects that we've worked on with you was the Altoona Curve. So you guys are a sponsor of the Altoona Curve. So it's not just Western Pennsylvania. And, you know, like we said, it's such a great day trip. You know, we just talked about staycations with Rad, but it's a great day trip. And you guys are sponsors of things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, People's Natural Gas Field. I almost called it Blair County Ballpark because that's what it was when I was an intern there a million years ago.
I forgot you had that connection.
Yeah. We're going to come back to that.
Okay.
You know, People's Natural Gas Field is a beautiful little ballpark. They got, you know, roller coasters right on the other side of right field.
Yeah. Right.
And it's a, you know, super affordable. You can see the future Pirates out there. So
yes, that's a great point.
You know, one of the things that we're very proud to support, you know, and not just in, you know, the city center, right? Because our work is all over.
Yeah.
People that we met out there, again, just salt of the earth, again, it humanizes the whole thing and you're thankful for them.
Stories.
So it's super cool.
Wait, absolutely. What's your story? What were you going to tell us?
Oh, no, we got it. It's going to play into.
Is it our junk drawer?
No.
Oh, okay.
Cliffhanger.
Oh, my God.
Foreshadowing.
You've known us this long that you're giving us cliffhangers.
So, first of all, do you want to go the karaoke route or the junk drawer route?
Well, I want to get in super quick.
Yes.
While we're finishing up.
He's like,
April,
I'm not done.
Yeah. Safe digging month.
Oh, yes.
I mentioned, you know, our pipelines. You know, the nice thing is that pipelines generally are the safest form of transportation for energy because they're not susceptible to everything that's happening above the ground.
Sure.
Sometimes, though, you know, what's out of sight can't be out of mind when it comes to, especially, you know, this time of year as people are doing digging and doing projects, because that is how pipelines get damaged, is through digging. And that can make what is generally a very safe method potentially an unsafe method. And so we just really want to encourage people, you know, even small things. It seems you're expanding your garden, you're putting in new trees, you're, you know, adding a pool or anything like that. I mean, from the small of something like that, or a mailbox, to the big of a deck or a pool, please call 811 before you dig. Make sure your contractors are calling 811. It's free. It's pretty, you know, it's very straightforward. You call three business days later, they will, you know, be out there to mark the lines, so you know where those lines are, not just for gas, but all your other utilities that are underground. And that, you know, that little step of prevention beforehand will avoid a lot of potential issues that can come.
And it's
down
the law.
The road.
It is the law, but your neighbor, even more important, your neighbors will appreciate it if you don't mess up their utilities by digging through them.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. We focus on gas, but obviously it's water too. It's your fiber optics and a lot of other things.
And that's what a lot of them talked about when we did the videos from Altoona Curve. They were talking about the importance of safety, but also how they all play into each other.
Absolutely.
Great point.
All right.
Absolutely.
Junk drawer or karaoke?
Okay, so I left my junk drawer stuff over
there. All right. So let's go karaoke while we have our
junk drawer.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It doesn't have to be, but just throw it here. And
I love that he's schlepping.
Really excited for
we
the
have
junk
a stunt
drawer.
Junk drawer holder.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So do you want to go junk drawer?
Let's go junk drawer.
Junk
okay. Drawer. So, because I was really pumped
should
about this.
Should we hold your microphone?
A few
for
things.
You? Do you need your
hands? No. So one.
Oh my God! Look what
one
he has.
Is lanyards, right? Lanyards are great, but once the event is over, what do you do with the lanyards? You don't want to throw them away.
What do you do? Thank you, Nick.
and I, you know, I love the lanyard.
Yes, I love that.
But you probably have a lot. I'm guessing you have a lot of lanyards too.
I love this.
Whatever.
Okay. Oh my God.
Gum. That's, you know, most likely there's none left. This is actually, this is a car junk drawer. But you know,
that's what Kevin said too. Yeah, you could go through your car.
My favorite junk drawer. As a post-it note, it says somebody from the Jagoff podcast will be in this morning to pick this up.
How many?
I believe you left this at the Pittsburgh Mechanic Gardens. So there you go.
We did right on the
table. It was in the junk drawer at the security desk out in our office.
Stop it. Was it really? Oh my God. That is the most sister. You win. That was the best junk drawer gift.
That is the best. Yeah.
We literally left these microphones 2 weeks ago and said, oh boy, we didn't walk over yet either to get them. Right. So Nick, you're the best. Funny. I appreciate that. Where can everybody find you and follow you so they know how to get their info?
On social media or at People's Nat Gas.
Yep.
That's, you got to make sure that, because there's other people's gases that we are not even affiliated with outside of Pennsylvania. So at People's Nat Gas on social, or peoples-gas.com on is our website. So you can get there, whether you want to expand, add service, expand your service, questions with your bill, anything like that. Safety information.
Sure.
Yeah, you can find it all online. And
Okay. Karaoke song. I know you're not going to sing it, but what's your go-to?
Okay, so I said I was an intern at the Altoona Curve way back when. They had, at the time, this was like the peak of American Idol, and so they had Intern Idol, where we all had to get down before the game and like sing, and I am not a good singer. I am not a good singer. I chose some Tom Petty song and it was horrible, and I lost in the
song?
First round.
You don't know what it was?
Well, it was Last Dance with Mary Jane was the song. But in hindsight, I thought, and if I had the opportunity to get in front, Blues Brothers...
That's a good
Cab Calloway.
Yes, that's a
Manny
good
the Moocher, because you don't have to have like the greatest voice to sing that
song.
That's
right. Yeah.
And you get the call and response. And so that
was really good. It was like you were prepared.
He thought, yeah.
Nah, I did not prepare, but I had a minute to prepare.
You did. You did. Nick, you're the best. We really enjoy working with you. Thanks for joining us on your Jagoff Late Night.
Thank you.
Our restaurant's located on Maplewood Avenue.
Okay.
The busiest road in Ambridge, where most of the businesses are, is going to be up on Merchant Street. So it's one block that way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with Merchant. Merchant has definitely blossomed over
the past
few years.
That's where the merchants are. Merchant Street.
Is that why it's called that?
It's why it's called that. Yeah.
I definitely didn't know. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So said Merchant Street has definitely blossomed. I mean, that used to be a bank. I think is that still a bank?
No, that was PNC Bank before. And now it is a predominantly Mexican supermarket.
Okay.
I do actually shop there sometimes. They have some really, really cool stuff. If you want to try like unique, like not to the area things.
I was going to ask that. Did you go there?
I do. It's hard to shop because everything is in Spanish.
Yeah.
But everything that I've gotten there has been really, really good.
Hey, all. It is Jay here at Rorick Mazda. So for many of you that might have got, I don't know, glasses or contacts and just don't quite remember this very cute face, two dead giveaways. You know, just look for the bow tie or look for me carrying the Starbucks. Many of you have got to share some coffee with me. I just wanted to kind of reintroduce myself, but more importantly, express my gratitude. October has always been a big month of gratitude for me personally, on a way that I can thank all of my customers throughout the years. Anything that you would like me to address, whether it be with your current vehicle, a future vehicle, I'm always, always here to help. And I think that is the key differentiator. Yes. Mainly this video is just to wrap up to let you know this face is still here to help. So if you need anything at all, I'm a phone call, an email, or a text message away, guys. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and I really look forward to kind of doing this throughout the future to stay in touch with you all.
I would say probably the softest side of me is my mother, very empathetic. You know, no one to mess with, though, but she was very empathetic.
It's Rachel and John.
We are at the Operations Center of People's Gas for this episode of People.
Behind Peoples.
I feel like we're taking over. You're seeing more women in manager positions and supervisors, and they know what they're doing.
Women with Energy is a great ERG. We do not play. We are very energetic. We get the job done.
John and Rachel, you jag off late night. So we're really excited because you've seen a couple of commercials and we've really gotten some good feedback on our Bistro to Go commercials. Yeah. Like especially my favorite one thus far is when tequila wiped your mouth. Most hysterical one yet.
Soup on my face.
Literally showed the customer service at Bistro To Go is so top of the line that they pulled the chairs out and they even like wiped the little crumb from your mouth.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
So we get to speak with the one and only Kevin Klingensmith. We actually knew who you were when we walked in because we've seen you there a million times. So welcome to you, Jag Up Late Night.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How long have you been there?
Just over 3 years.
Oh, okay. So what is your story as far as the history of Bistro? Are you a chef by trade? Were you somewhere else? How did you land there?
Chef by trade.
Yep.
I've been working in restaurants and kitchens for about 30 years.
Okay.
Post-COVID.
Okay.
Gentle landing spot was Bistro To Go.
Okay.
In a new position of being a part owner.
Yes.
That just came up. Very exciting.
That's great.
As of January 1.
Okay.
And before that, kind of a Swiss Army knife of situation coverings.
Sure. Okay.
Like, yeah.
From running logistics to working in a kitchen, cooking breakfast, or cleaning breakfast up at an event.
Okay. Now, Kevin, just go backward for a second because 30 years in the business, you know, people like us look and say, man, that takes a special person to do that, let alone love it and be in 30 years. So was it ingrained in your family? Was it just something you did as a younger person?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I have a couple cousins that work in the business as well. But I think like when growing up watching QED,
yeah,
that's what was on.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's sunk in or stuck in my head and things like that, but like Justin Wilson's Louisiana Cooking,
yeah,
you know, Julia Child, Yon Walk, like all those people that aren't obviously on TV anymore.
Sure. Yeah.
But when you had 2, 4, 11, and 13 channels to choose from, it was soap operas or some crazy guy in a bolo tie, like pouring white wine into every single thing he made.
Yeah. That is such a good, I've actually never had a chef say that. So that's really cool to hear. Mm-hmm. Kudos to QED. We actually had them on last week. So there you go. So Bistro is truly, you know, we obviously favor it. We've catered, you know, we haven't done the catering. You guys have done the catering, thank God. But we've utilized the catering. We've gone for lunch. When you weren't open, we were devastated. We were pounding on your door. We're so glad that you're open again. And you're really getting some feedback from the community that they're so glad that you're there again, right? Not that you were gone, but you were focused on the catering side and you weren't really having the cafe side open.
Right. Well, catering really drives us.
Yes.
The cafe is what keeps us in the community.
Sure.
So it's double-edged sword. Sometimes you can't support it.
Sure.
But so we took a little break and we brought it back and it's now being supported greatly.
Yeah.
Nice to see all the faces coming back in that were there before.
Right. Like ours.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like my mom used to say, you'll miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah. Right. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Oh, man.
Right. But the funny thing about the cafe is it really is at the heart of what we do. Nikki Heckman.
Yes.
The original owner and founder definitely drives that home that like the community is where we are. The people that come into the community. So it is like what drives us to keep going and all the other things. And then, you know, the catering supports everything.
Nikki is such a good soul. You know, she wants to just help everybody. She's opening her doors to anyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to know her is the lover. I mean, everybody knows who she is. You say her name, they're like, oh, yeah. You know,
Nikki.
Nikki. Yeah, done that. Yeah. So what do you prefer? Do you like the whole customer relations where you're seeing people come into the cafe, or do you like the idea of doing the behind the scenes catering, or both?
A little bit of both. I like going to a wedding like every Saturday. I've been to so many weddings, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's so
and funny. I'm invited now because of the catering, so that's that so a lot funny. Of fun. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I like to walk. I'm always moving, so I do like to go through the cafe probably 50 times a day and see all the different people. If you see them, you know them, some of them say hi, you talk to them, welcome. Sure. Characters that come in. There's a guy who has a cell phone that's like an old dial, like,
oh my god,
but it's hooked up to his cell phone, so if you talk to him, it's green, like bright green. If you talk to him, he it looks like he's on an old rotary phone line but it's connected to itself.
I didn't even think to ask that question. That's such a good story.
Just the characters of the North Side.
Yeah. And we might add, we didn't say where it even is, on East Ohio Street.
It is on East Ohio Street.
And we used to, our little secret was we had a meeting out in RIDC Park, and then every other Thursday we had a meeting in Brighton Heights. So we were always starving, and we're like, where do we go? Whoop, just turn right over to go to Bistro.
And when we didn't know you were canceled or not there, our noses were pressed against your door. So we were the ones you indexed because we were like, is anybody there?
That's funny you say. That's a pet peeve of Nikki. She says, every time she walks in, could somebody get the windows?
And were you creeped out when we knew that your turkey burgers were on Thursdays?
Yes, right? we know.
No, that's a good thing. We know this thing, but it is. It's a big deal. We stick to that. Like our Buff Mac is on Wednesdays. Yeah. So like when you get into the habit of having the same things, people come in, they might not get it every time, but if somebody's coming in for turkey burger, they might see something new that we're trying.
Yeah.
Or a new recipe that we're trying. And like Chef Eric's been delivering a lot of new food. And so they come in for the turkey burger, but they might go for the who knows what.
Yeah.
So
for sure. What's your go-to?
And at the soups. I'm a huge soup fan.
So many soups there. Yes.
It's also like on the go, it's real quick.
Oh, okay.
And I can kind of sneak it because it's on the side. Right. So they might not always see me grab a little cup of that.
Yeah.
Out the back.
Favorite soup?
Right now? Oh, man. It was last week. The chicken and dumplings, really good.
Okay.
What's the bisque we had that was phenomenal? Crab, lobster.
Could have been a lobster bisque. I think we're trying that now. But the lemon chicken.
Well, that was good.
It's like a chicken noodle soup with a hint of lemon and ginger.
Okay.
It goes great with crackers.
Okay.
And I know, right? So I've been really enjoying that one when that's out.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. So where does everybody find Bistro to Go online if they want to book for a catering, their corporate catering?
Our website,
mm-hmm.
Bistro to Go. Facebook, we're on there as well. Okay. I'm sure all the other fancy
Bistro to Go catering, right?
Bistro to Go catering.
We learned that the hard way. We were tagging some place in like Idaho that was like Bistro to Go. One of my questions though was there's so many things to choose from. When people are coming in, do they ask you like as the sort of resident, like you know, or is it hard for you to sort of recommend something because there are so many options?
Like for the catering?
Yes.
There's questions that you can lead people and kind of
get an idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Like pointy questions like where are you at? Silly question like budget, which will lead you to like a certain level of proteins people get to.
Sure.
Where is it at? Hot, cold?
Mm-hmm.
Are you outside?
Yeah.
You lead toward like a barbecue menu.
Okay.
Inside and it's cold outside, you might want a hearty meal, you know, like a chicken pot pie or something like that.
Okay.
Nice. If you're outside, you might just want some coleslaw and a sandwich.
Sure. Right?
You know.
Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I want turkey burger.
Do you want to go the karaoke route first or the junk drawer first?
I'm going to say junk drawer, but it's not my junk drawer. It's for my car.
Fess up. That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I honestly just put my hand in.
Okay.
And pulled out two things.
Okay.
Were they our microphones?
They were not.
Yeah.
They were not.
You're like, there's you left your camera the last time you were there. Yeah.
We did leave something at your
place. But I can honestly say, I did not know these were in my car at all.
Love that.
One is
I'm nervous.
Weird. And one is like, why is it there?
I got it.
Okay.
As Pittsburghers, do we what we're about to do? Like, I had to tell him what I was about to tell him.
It's a soft sell. You got to warm up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay.
Okay, the first one.
Is this weird or surprise?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. We're just going
to. Christmas necklace, I believe.
Is here, this weird
I'll
or surprise?
I'll show it up on the camera here. You can hear it on the radio. He gave us a plastic beads Christmas necklace.
Okay.
All right. Right.
And I did not know that was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
And I don't, this might be too much. I don't know. But I did not know this was in my car either. But I found it today.
Okay.
A pregnancy test.
And the good news is coming to somebody. All right.
Are you announcing it?
No, it's not a drop. That'd be great. But no, it's unopened. But as far as the rest was like loose change and like credit card receipts.
I love that there was a pregnancy test in your car and you didn't know it. I thought that the last one took the case that our microphones were there, but this is the best.
Right.
If someone actually opened our junk drawer, could you imagine? They'd be like, there's a pregnancy test.
There's a pregnancy test
in
the talking pickle.
It definitely leads to a few other questions. And Will on the way home.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, yes. Right. Like, why is that there?
Right.
Oh my
That's
God. So funny.
Funny.
Listen, we love Bistro. We love awesome. That we get to work with you guys. Thank you so much for coming on. And we have to have you back. And next time, you're going to need to bring maybe some of that mac and cheese.
Turkey burgers.
All right. Turkey burgers it is. What's your karaoke go-to?
I'm not a big one singer. Mm-hmm. I'm a good couple cocktails background
sure.
singers.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So things like Country Roads and things like that.
Okay.
Where behind the scenes you get that real big bellow.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, like James Santelli. Yeah,
yeah.
He was
yeah.
all about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
They
were
yeah.
So if Rachel starts, you'll fill in the background.
Country Roads, take me home
to the place
I belong.
That's it.
West Virginia.
We're going out. We're going to hear some real music next on your Jagoff Late
take
Night.
Take me home.
Hey everyone, it's Channing with Made in PGH. Thanks for tuning in to Ya Jagoff Late Night. I am a content creator with Made in PGH. We are a resource for you to discover all things Pittsburgh. So make sure you follow along at Made in PGH on Instagram and Facebook and madeinpgh.com. First thing on the 41 to-dos this evening is the Steel Hers Social. It's such an exciting event. It's in preparation for the 2024 Steelers season. The Pittsburgh Steelers and Women of Steel have teamed up to bring such a women-centric event to Acrisure Stadium. The event is on May 22nd, and it's presented by UPMC McGee Women's Hospital. It's an event for all female Pittsburgh Steelers fans to come together, celebrate each other and the Steelers. The event is for all ages and features on-field activities. There's a black and gold bouquet bar. There is tailgate party games, women in sports speakers, locker room access, face painting, friendship bracelet making, and a special guest, Troy Polamalu. So it really is the perfect place to network, mingle with other special guests, and just be a part of this extraordinary women's event to celebrate the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tickets are $50, and Steeler season ticket holders and college students do receive a discounted rate of $35. So please visit madeinpgh.com for more information and tickets. And we hope to see you there. Next on the list is for Pittsburgh brides. If you are planning your wedding in the near future, please go to madeinpgh.com and check out our two articles for wedding planners and wedding venues around Pittsburgh. We are also working on one currently for wedding photographers. So these articles are going to be such a great resource for you as you're planning your wedding and a great way to support our local businesses here in Pittsburgh. All right, and that's it for the 41 to do's. Thanks again for tuning in to Ya Jagoff Late Night. Please give me a follow at Made in PGH on Instagram and Facebook, and visit us at madeinpgh.com, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
It's your Jagoff Late Night, and you know we always end with local musicians, and this is really an interesting one, Rach, because it includes one of your favorite instruments.
Well, Stephanie, you were on the podcast. Which podcast were you on? Remind me.
I was in 2020.
Okay.
When we were at the Botanic Garden.
That long. It yeah. was Botanic Garden. We were just talking about
yeah.
that.
It's
I thought it was the not the botanical.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the theme.
But
we
it involves,
themed it.
My question was, it involves your favorite instrument, which is?
So the harp. Listen, you remember this, I'm mm-hmm. sure, because you've talked to me in 4 years. But, you know, John says to Tracy, I want to jump out of an airplane. Well, sure as heck, we're going to jump out of an airplane. Tracy, I want to do this. Okay, let's make it happen. All I wanted was a harpist. It's been 4 years since I've had a harpist on. So I'm glad you're back. Aww, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me back.
So Stephanie, yeah. introduce us to your band.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
We are Steve and the Millers.
Okay, where did this come from?
Well,
I mean, is it obvious? Did you just roll your eyes like, Steve Miller?
we were doing, Stephanie and I were doing a show based on hooking plants up to electrodes and taking the electrical impulse that comes out of the plants and feeding them into musical instruments so that we would collaborate
what?
With yeah. the plants.
She definitely have
And we never even met before that.
No, we hadn't. Yeah, we were both invited to be part of this performance.
Wow.
And that's where we met.
Yeah, yeah.
That
really?
Was December 2019.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, of course, we know what happened after
Yeah, right.
What happened after that?
We started we started shocking ourselves with electricity, trying to hear the music as well.
That's such an interesting, like, I don't think I could ever say that. That's how I ever met anybody in my life.
That is so cool.
Performing.
Okay, so how does Bob come in?
I'm just along for the ride.
Oh, they picked him up on McKnight Road. They were like, Bob, come with us.
Bob,
for the
we need
Millers.
Someone to hold the orange mic. Hold it.
Yeah, thank you. I like orange. After they played together, they really wanted to collaborate again. And so then after COVID and things opened up again, then Steve and Steph kind of connected. Yeah. It's like, come on, let's play some music together. And
okay. We kept in touch.
Yeah, definitely. In touch. Nice. And Steph and I play music together a lot because we love doing that. So
we're married.
Yeah.
Oh, so that part was
Steve
left out.
And the Millers.
I missed that. There wasn't like a little, you know, heart around you guys. I should have gotten that. Okay, understood.
So
what kind of music did you play before? Because obviously you're all musicians. So obviously this is how you met. But was there a specific genre that you preferred?
Oh man.
No.
No.
Really? Play everything. Like, yeah. I'm a therapeutic musician, so I play a lot of nice and soothing songs and traditional pieces, but really anything that I can figure out for the harp.
Yeah.
I will play.
Are you writing your own music, or do you guys prefer to do more cover?
We are largely an improvisational group.
Uh-huh.
Like jazz.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Slow jazz, because it's...
Slow jazz, like, all right.
I wouldn't call it jazz, though.
No.
Okay.
Like improvisatory, relaxation, ambient, cosmic... Okay. I don't know what words you want to throw in.
Fit in the back of my car? Well, I'm on Route 28.
Who asked that question?
We will soon. We have an album coming out in 2 weeks.
Oh, I like it. I like it. See?
I like it.
Now, you know, we've been going through the whole show here. And did you guys bring anything for our junk drawer, by the way?
Oh, we did.
All right. So, Bob. Oh, wait. And who's on this, Bob?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, okay.
It's a child.
It's a child. Yeah. Make some music today. Yeah. This is cool. I've always wanted to, like, throw one, like, you know, the...
Right.
All right, Stephanie.
Well, they're the Millers.
Oh, right. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, this is our collective band.
Look at me trying to get in the free gifts.
Yeah. So, where are you guys performing so that we get a grasp for it? Because I'm so anxious to hear this. Like, are you going to regular clubs? Are you doing wineries? What kind of things?
So, our next gig's at a pizzeria.
Okay. Where?
In Brookline.
Which one?
Antonio's Pizza.
Oh my gosh. We go to the coffee place there all the time. Awesome. 8-12. I forget what it is, but yeah.
Well, we hope to see you on the 11th.
We're going to use the show at Antonino's as our record release party. So
that's brilliant. Mm-hmm. Pizza and soft jazz that's not soft jazz.
Not soft jazz.
Yeah. Yeah. At all. It's improv.
I like to think of it as it is improvisational, but at the same time, it's collaborative with the listener.
Sure.
We keep it wide open. And based on the vibe of the people who are physically there.
So, dumb question, guys.
So if we suck, it's not necessarily our fault.
I got it.
But how do you know when you're switching or whatever? Do you watch each other's hands? Do you know?
That's a good question.
Like, you know.
We feel it.
We listen.
We practice, you know. Even though we're improvising, we still practice.
Is someone
together
in charge of the pace of it, or the metronome's always sort of the same rhythm?
We shout out a key that we're
okay.
Gonna play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I never heard John
sometimes
use the
word
metronome.
Sometimes it's garage key. Sometimes it's car key.
That's from his junk drawer.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is so clever. Where did you get the impetus for this?
Well, I mean, when Steve and I met, we had such a good time improvising together. I was so honored that he reached out to play with us later to make music. So,
The idea initially, one of the ideas was, and this doesn't reflect on these guys whatsoever, but I don't know if I should talk about this.
But it's up to you.
Under the influence of some psilocybin mushroom, I couldn't find a playlist to listen to.
Yeah.
All the music all left me in a sense of anxiety. And so I said, well, if there's nothing for me to listen to, I got to make the music. And so we wanted to formulate music for safe space, not only for people who are experimenting with therapeutic psilocybin use, but also for people who are on the spectrum, or people that are working in a therapeutic way.
Sure.
So it was music as a safe space, nice. Something where people That's can smart. Go to and yeah. just and not and know that nothing's going to like jump at them yeah. And spook them, I guess. Nice.
But, Stephanie, are you still doing that as well? Or are you still doing like the more therapeutic things that you talked about?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm a therapeutic musician. Yeah. I work in the Veterans Hospital. I play bedside harp music for veterans who can't come out of their rooms. And I also do the vibroacoustic harp therapy. I think we talked about a little bit before. Yeah. I just got a grant for the next 3 years to provide this service for veterans. I have a vibro tactile chair that'll put you in zero gravity and all the sounds of the harp you can feel through the chair.
That's wonderful. Did James give that to you tonight through Rad.
Yeah.
James was nice. Like,
so you guys are about to play a song, so we need to get you set up. So we're going to see you and hear a commercial as you guys get set up, and then we're going to hear the song, right?
Yeah, it's going to be improvisational.
Nice.
Can't wait. All right. We will be good. We promise.
Key of
you will
C
like
flat.
Us. Yeah,
C
we'll
flat.
Do good as audience. Oh, all right, you guys, stay with us on your Jagoff Late Night.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, John, welcome back.
Hey, Rachel, good to see you.
They know our names. Oh my gosh, so good to see you.
You as well. Did you make it to the chiropractor?
I did. Look at me.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much.
There's the menu.
How was that surprise party?
Oh my gosh, you only turned 30 once.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad.
Yes.
Have a seat.
Thank you so much. It is always good to see you. Woo! I don't know what I want.
What about you?
Yeah, we should decide. Do I want apple harvest salad? Do I want soup? I don't know what I want. Do I want a sandwich? I'm not sure. Turkey burger sometimes. Anita, I have no idea what to get. Do I want a turkey burger?
I just want everything to be perfect for everybody. So let me just see. You know what? That was a good choice, the one that you just pointed at.
We'll go with that.
Yes, yes, yes. Look at the spots. Let me get that off of there. It's perfect. Perfect.
John! Again, soup slobber. Let's get you together here. Come on now. All right. There you go.
They are so sweet here.
So, Bistro to Go, where you build relationships over the table, over the food. It's fantastic here.
BistroandCompany.com.
Welcome to Fermanagh. Can I take your order?
You need a tap in?
No, we don't use this. We know how to yell the sandwich to cook. Here we go.
Thank you, Tony.
Anytime.
Let's dig in.
It's John and Rachel. We love to dig into iconic Pittsburgh places like Fermanagh's. So we brought our friends from People's Gas. Hey, guys.
Hey, it's that time of year again when homeowners are going to start those outdoor projects. So what we need you to know is please call at least 3 business days before you dig.
It doesn't matter if it's a big project like a pool or a new garage or something small like a mailbox. Always call before you dig.
I called. We can dig in.
So please call 811 3 business days before excavating so you don't have to call 911.
Mancini's Bakery, 97 years in business and still getting better. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram. That's where you will see various Pittsburgh personalities like Gretchen McKay, Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes, KDKA's own Mary Hours, and WPXI's Jenna Harner, learning how to make the famous Italian twist bread. Follow Mancini Bakery on Instagram and Facebook, and remember to ask for Mancini's.
I've been thinking that Rorick Automotive needs a new jingle.
Rorick Automotive got the best cars around Pittsburgh.
Driving a Rorick, I bought it at Rorick. Picked up my new car at Rorick Automotive.
I got friends at Rorick Automotive where the staff is nice and the dealership's loaded with brand new cars. And you can drive real far.
We're Steve and the Millers. We hope to see you May 11 at Antonio's in Brookline, and we're going to play a song, Ocean Song, for you. Thank you.
You're just running in front of the camera. Tracy's like, is that right? It's John and Rachel with you, Jagoff, late night. Oh, we're plugged out. Oh, get the other one.
I was trying to tell you, I'm so sorry. It's John and Rachel. Late night. Awesome job by the band. Steve Miller, thank you so much. Make sure you check it.
Steve and the Miller.
Steve and the Millers. Not
and I apologize. Thank you so much to James Santelli from Rad, and thank you to Nick from People's Gas. Have an amazing weekend.